Today is the 31st day of the month of March. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. Welcome back. Wow, so we're concluding the first quarter of the year already. It just goes like that. The first quarter of the year. Look at all that has happened in the scriptures. Look at all that has happened in our lives. Look at what can happen in 3 months. So, well done. Well done for getting this far, if you've gotten this far. Well, the chances are really high that we'll make this whole entire journey together. And I'm grateful for that. I plan to finish this journey. And I pray that you will as well, as we continue our year, day by day, step by step, month by month, week by week. We're at the end of another month, so let's step into that together by picking up where we left off yesterday. That leads us into the book of Deuteronomy, today chapters 16 and 17. Observe the month Abib and keep the Passover to the Lord your God. For in that month he brought you out of Egypt by night. You must sacrifice the Passover animal from the flock or the herd to the Lord your God in the place where he chooses to locate his name. You must not eat any yeast with it. For 7 days you must eat bread made without yeast, as symbolic of affliction. For you came out of Egypt hurriedly. You must do this so you will remember for the rest of your lives the day you came out of the land of Egypt. There must not be a scrap of yeast within your land for 7 days, nor can any of the meat you sacrifice on the evening of the first day remain until the next morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover in just any of your villages that the Lord your God is giving you, but you must sacrifice it in the evening in the place where he chooses to locate his name, at sunset, the time of day you came out of Egypt. You must cook and eat it in the place the Lord your God chooses. You may return the next morning to your tents. You must eat bread made without yeast for 6 days. The 7th day, you are to hold an assembly for the Lord your God. You must not do any work on that day. You must count 7 weeks. You must begin to count them from the time you begin to harvest the standing grain. Then you are to celebrate the Feast of Weeks before the Lord your God with a voluntary offering that you will bring in proportion to how he has blessed you. You shall rejoice before him, you, your son, your daughter, your male and female slaves, the Levites in your villages, the resident foreigners, the orphans, and the widows among you, in the place where the Lord chooses to locate his name. Furthermore, remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and so be careful to observe these statutes. You must celebrate the Feast of Shelters for 7 days. At the time of the grain and grape harvest, you are to rejoice in your festival. You, your son, your daughter, your male and female slaves, the Levites, the resident foreigners, the orphans and the widows who are in your villages. You are to celebrate the festival 7 days before the Lord your God in the place he chooses, for he will bless you in all your productivity and in whatever you do. So you will indeed rejoice. 3 times a year, all your males must appear before the Lord your God in the place he chooses for the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Shelters. And they must not appear before him empty-handed. Every one of you must give as you are able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God that he has given you. You must appoint judges and civil servants for each tribe in all your villages that the Lord your God is giving you, and they must judge the people fairly. You must not pervert justice or show favor. Do not take a bribe, for bribes blind the eyes of the wise and distort the words of the righteous. You must pursue justice alone, so that you may live and inherit the land the Lord your God is giving you. You must not plant any kind of tree as a sacred Asherah pole near the altar of the Lord your God, which you build for yourself. You must not erect a sacred pillar, a thing the Lord your God detests. You must not sacrifice to him a bull or sheep that has a blemish or any other defect, because that is considered offensive to the Lord your God. Suppose a man or woman is discovered among you in one of your villages that the Lord your God is giving you, who sins before the Lord your God and breaks his covenants by serving other gods and worshiping them, the sun, moon, or any other heavenly bodies that I have not permitted you to worship. When it is reported to you, and you hear about it, you must investigate carefully. If it is indeed true that such a disgraceful thing is being done in Israel, you must bring to your city gates that man or woman who has done this wicked thing, that very man or woman, and you must stone that person to death. At the testimony of two or three witnesses, the person must be executed. They cannot be put to death on the testimony of only one witness. The witnesses must be first to begin the execution, and then all the people are to join in afterward. In this way, you will purge the evil from among you. If a matter is too difficult for you to judge, bloodshed, legal claim, or assault, matters of controversy in your villages, you must leave there and go up to the place the Lord your God chooses. You will go to the Levitical priests and the judge in office in those days and seek a solution. They will render a verdict. You must then do as they have determined at that place the Lord chooses. Be careful to do just as you are taught. You must do what you are instructed and the verdict they pronounce to you without fail. Do not deviate right or left from what they tell you. The person who pays no attention to the priest currently serving the Lord your God there, or to the judge, that person must die, so that you may purge evil from Israel. Then all the people will hear and be afraid, and not be so presumptuous again. When you come to the land the Lord your God is giving you, and take it over, and live in it, and then say, I will select a king like all the nations surrounding me. You must select without fail a king whom the Lord your God chooses. From among your fellow citizens you must appoint a king. You may not designate a foreigner who is not one of your fellow Israelites. Moreover, he must not accumulate horses for himself or allow the people to return to Egypt to do so, for the Lord has said you must never again return that way. Furthermore, he must not marry many wives, lest his affection turn aside, and he must not accumulate much silver and gold. When he sits on his royal throne, he must make a copy of this law on a scroll given to him by the Levitical priests. It must be with him constantly, and he must read it as long as he lives, so that he may learn to revere the Lord his God and observe all the words of this law and these statutes and carry them out. Then he will not exalt himself above his fellow citizens or turn from the commandments to the right or left, and he and his descendants will enjoy many years ruling over his kingdom in Israel. Luke 9:7-27. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard about everything that was happening, and he was thoroughly perplexed, because some people were saying that John had been raised from the dead, while others were saying that Elijah had appeared, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago had risen. Herod said, I had John beheaded, But who is this about whom I hear such things? So Herod wanted to learn about Jesus. When the apostles returned, they told Jesus everything they had done. Then he took them with him, and they withdrew privately to a town called Bethsaida. But when the crowds found out, they followed him. He welcomed them, spoke to them about the kingdom of God, and cured those who needed healing. Now the day began to draw to a close. So the 12 came and said to Jesus, "Send the crowd away so they can go into the surrounding villages and countryside and find lodging and food, because we are in an isolated place." But he said to them, "You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all these people." Now about 5,000 men were there. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." So they did as Jesus directed, and the people all sat down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. He gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied, and what was left over was picked up, 12 baskets of broken pieces. Once, when Jesus was praying by himself and his disciples were nearby, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They answered, "John the Baptist. Others say Elijah, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago has risen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered, "The Christ of God." But he forcefully commanded them not to tell this to anyone, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and experts in the law, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to them all, "If anyone wants to become my follower, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life because of me will save it. For what does it benefit a person if he gains the whole world but loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of that person when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. But I tell you most certainly, there are some standing here who will not experience death before they see the kingdom of God." Psalm 72 for Solomon. O God, grant the king the ability to make just decisions. Grant the king's son the ability to make fair decisions. Then he will judge your people fairly and your oppressed ones equitably. The mountains will bring news of peace to the people, and the hills will announce justice. He will defend the oppressed among the people. He will deliver the children of the poor and crush the oppressor. People will fear you as long as the sun and moon remain in the sky, for generation after generation. He will descend like rain on the mown grass, like showers that drench the earth. During his days, the godly will flourish. Peace will prevail as long as the moon remains in the sky. May he rule from sea to sea and from the Euphrates River to the ends of the earth. Before him, the coastlands will bow down, and his enemies will lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the coastlands will offer gifts. The kings of Sheba and Seba will bring tribute. All kings will bow down to him. All nations will serve him, for he will rescue the needy when they cry out for help, and the oppressed who have no defender. He will take pity on the poor and needy. the lives of the needy he will save. From harm and violence he will defend them. He will value their lives. May he live. May they offer him gold from Sheba. May they continually pray for him. May they pronounce blessings on him all day long. May there be an abundance of grain in the earth. On the tops of the mountains may it sway. May its fruit trees flourish like the forests of Lebanon. May its crops be as abundant as the grass of the earth. May his fame endure. May his dynasty last as long as the sun remains in the sky. May they use his name when they formulate their blessings. May all nations consider him to be favored by God. The Lord God, the God of Israel, deserves praise. He alone accomplishes amazing things. His glorious name deserves praise forevermore. May his majestic splendor fill the whole earth. We agree. We agree. This collection of the prayers of David, son of Jesse, ends here. Proverbs 12, 8, and 9. A person will be praised in accordance with his wisdom, but the one with a bewildered mind will be despised. Better is a person of humble standing who works for himself than one who pretends to be somebody important yet has no food. Okay, so there's this scene in the Gospel of Luke today with this question. Who do people say I am? Jesus asks his disciples this. And from the other synoptic Gospels, we know that this conversation takes place about 15 miles north of the Sea of Galilee in a town known as Caesarea Philippi. And there many, many times. See it in my mind's eye right now. This question, like, what are the people saying about me? I mean, that's a normal question. We ask each other these kinds of questions often. What are people saying about me? And the disciples answer him, like, some think you're John the Baptist, some think you're Elijah, some think you're one of the other prophets that has returned to life. People are saying all kinds of things about Jesus. And with all their assumptions, I guess the good news is that Jesus was held in high regard among the people and who they said he was. But the bad news is that the assumptions that were being made about Jesus were completely, completely incorrect. So we say a lot of things about a lot of people in our lifetimes. We can say that they're good. We can say that they're bad. We can say that they are full of grace. We can say that they're ruthless. We can say that they're a betrayer. We can say that they're untrustworthy. We can say that they're loving. Or anything. We can say anything that can be ascribed to another person. Jesus' follow-up question in this story, though, is the most foundational, most fundamental and important question of a person's life. Not what are the people assuming about me? Who do you say that I am? Every single one of us has to answer that question. And ultimately, we have to answer it honestly. We can't make all these assumptions like the people in Jesus' time. So what would your response be if Jesus asked you today, who do you say that I am? And before we just answer like Peter, or with the words that we know we're supposed to say, maybe a step back here as we come to the conclusion of the first quarter of the year. Maybe this is a good time to take a step back. And even if we just examine the first quarter of the year, how has our life answered the question? not what our words might be. What if Jesus were saying, "Who do you say that I am, but you can't answer me with words?" Let's look back at the last few months. Because this question has to be answered from within our hearts, and not externally, not only what we present to the world, but what is true of us. So how we honestly live our lives is how we honestly answer Jesus' question. Who are we truly saying that Jesus is? And that becomes a very deeply penetrating question if we will sit with it and examine ourselves, which we have gotten into the habit of doing every week for this purpose, so that we are self-aware. And so, Holy Spirit, as we conclude this first quarter of the year, first of all, it is with gratitude, and we thank you, and we are grateful that you have brought us through every single day of the first 3 months of the year. And we invite you, Spirit of Truth, to lead us into all truth, the truth of this question: who do our lives say that Jesus is? And bring us to the places where we are pure-hearted and true. And bring us to the places where there is false still within us. Lead us into all truth about ourselves, that with a pure heart, we can answer the question purely. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. That is home base. It is the website. It is where you find out what's going on around here. So check it out. Be connected. Stay connected. Get connected. Check out the community section. This is where you will find the different links to the social media platforms the Daily Audio Bible participates in. Get connected there if you are there in those spaces. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are resources there for the journey that we find ourselves on. Everything from the Breathing Prayer book to the Daily Audio Bible leather patch logo hats, to the Wind Farm coffee and tea that you can have sent fresh to you each month, or as often as you like, whenever you want to order. Check out the resources in the shop. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, as we conclude this first quarter of the year, thank you deeply, with all gratitude. I would not be here if we were not around this campfire together, feeding the fire. And so thank you profoundly for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. My name is Veronica. I live in Orlando, and I would love if everybody could please join me to pray for my cousin Patricia, who is struggling with cancer. We're believing for complete healing for her body. She's undergoing radiation treatment now, but we're just praying and believing for God to heal her and deliver her from whatever is going on in her body and all the spiritual attacks that are associated with it. I hope everybody is doing well. It's been a long time since I've listened and called in, but for some reason today, God prompted me. So thank you. I love you all and be blessed.
This is Benton Bell from the Eastern Sierras. Could you please pray for my friend Pam? She's been in the hospital for a week. She had a bowel obstruction. They did surgery and it seemed to be okay. And she could finally eat after 4 days. And then today she took a step backwards and they've had to re-put a tube in her nose and she's on morphine and it's just weak and lethargic. Can you just please pray for a complete healing for her bowels, for a recovery? She's a believer and her name is Pam. Thank you.
Hello, Laura. This is Tilly calling in on the 28th for your prayer request. Thank you for having the courage to go in and seek help. We all need that from time to time. And I know I could use a little tune-up myself. So I got to lift up this admission, I think that's what I can call it, of needing help. Outside of friendships and the people around her. So bless her journey to find the right counselors and the right people to make the right decisions and to pinpoint the areas of truth that needs to come into her life. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed, my sister.
Hi, this is Mary from North Carolina. I just got through listening to Saturday, March the 28th, lesson and prayer request, and it just seems like there is an all-out assault on our babies, children, youth, and young adult people right now. And I'm just standing in the gap and praying for our children and all those babies and kids and youth and young adults that's out there that's in warfare right now for their minds and their souls. And so I'm just asking and that you all would agree with me that may the Lord's Spirit lift up a standard against this assault that's happening to these kids and young adults, because I really believe that they are a generation that are supposed to proclaim the Lord in ways that we have not seen in a while or even since the beginning of church. And so, Father, as you see that there's a worldwide movement of young people coming to you, want to know you, hungry and thirsty for you. And at the same time, the devil wants to dissuade that and take them out. And so, Father, I pray that they shall not die but live to declare the works of the living God, and that you protect them through the blood of Jesus by your Spirit and send people alongside of them that will help lift their arms up when they're weak and tired. And Father, we pray and cover every child, baby, youth, and young adult right now in the name of Jesus. Love you all. Praying for everybody out there as usual. You all have a blessed weekend and a blessed Holy Week coming up. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Hey, DAB family, this is Rob from the UK, just praying for Eddie C. from South Florida. Just to say, hang in there, bro. And I just pray that God can just guide you through this season that you're in. It sounds like you're going through big changes. And I just pray that he can reveal to you what the source of your depression is and what is triggering it and the reason why you're struggling with what you're struggling with, because you know, you got a good job and you're still in depression stage. So you're asking for a home and you may well then still be in depression stage. So these things may fix you or they may not fix you. But ultimately, I pray that God can help you find the source of whatever is causing you this depression, whether it's demonic oppression, whether it's like whatever it is, whatever these triggers are that trigger it, where you go from one state of feeling a certain way to then feeling that depressive emotion. So I just pray that God can help you get to the source of what that is, so that you can just move into this new season and not wander in the wilderness and miss the promised land. But God will have your back. Just keep a lookout for what he's trying to teach you, what he's trying to show you, and he will get you there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Dad family, this is Kristen, a.k.a. Karsimi, and I wanted to put in a prayer request for Courtney. She is the young woman, the teenage girl that we prayed for a few months back because she had ran out in front of a semi and had some pretty devastating breaks to her bones. And she was in a wheelchair for a while, and she she has actually recovered from that. And but she is being tormented in her mind, and she's facing depression. And I just wanted to lift her up to the throne room of grace. Father God, we just thank you for everything that you are doing in Courtney and her family's life. We just pray that you would just give her peace and comfort. You would wrap her up in your wings. Just show her your love. Show her your forgiveness. Just take away the tormenting spirits. We just bind and cast those tormenting spirits back to the pit of hell. In the name of Yeshua, we speak life for this girl. We speak peace. We speak comfort. Lord, just let her know you are there for her and that you love her. And we love you and thank you, Lord. In Yeshua's mighty name.